Appendix B, Fire Support Coordination Measures. FSCMs enable the employment of fires and effects. Locations and implementing instructions for FSCMs are disseminated electronically by message, database updates, or overlays through command and FS channels to higher, lower, and adjacent maneuver and supporting units. The establishment or change of an FSCM is typically initiated through the operations cell and ultimately approved by the establishing commander. FSCMs enhance the expeditious engagement of targets, protect forces, populations, critical infrastructure, and sites of religious or cultural significance, and set the stage for future operations. The commander positions and adjusts FSCMs consistent with the operational situation and in consultation with superior, subordinate, supporting, and affected commanders. The operations cell informs coordination elements of the change in effective times. Conditions that dictate the change of FSCMs are also coordinated with the other agencies and components as appropriate. As conditions are met, the new FSCM effective time can be projected and announced. Following direction to execute the change, the current operations integration cell should confirm with all liaison elements that the FSCM changes have been disseminated. Section 1. Permissive Fire Support Coordination Measures. Permissive FSCMs facilitate the attack of targets. Fires must be cleared with both terrain owners and other airspace users. FSCMs will change frequently during large-scale combat operations. The commander adjusts FSCMs as required to keep pace with operations. Coordinated Fire Line. A coordinated fire line is a line beyond which conventional surface-to-surface direct fire and indirect fire support means may fire at any time within the boundaries of the establishing headquarters without additional coordination, but does not eliminate the responsibility to coordinate the airspace required to conduct the mission. JP 3-09. The purpose of the CFL is to expedite the surface-to-surface attack of targets beyond the CFL without coordination with the ground commander, in whose area the targets are located. A brigade commander or equivalent usually establishes the CFL, but it can be established by a battalion with higher headquarters approval. For example, in amphibious operations, a maneuver battalion could establish the CFL. The division or corps commander may reserve the right to establish or consolidate CFLs. Locate the CFL as close to the establishing unit as possible without interfering with the supported forces. The CFL does not eliminate the requirement or responsibility to coordinate the airspace required to conduct the mission. Such fires must still comply with ROE and law of war targeting constraints. Designation of a CFL is not authorization to fire indiscriminately into the area. The CFL should be placed on identifiable terrain. However, additional considerations include the limits of ground observation, the location of the initial objectives in the offense, and the requirements for maximum flexibility in both maneuver and the delivery of supporting fires. A dashed black line with CFL followed by the establishing headquarters above the line and the effective date-time group below the line provides graphic portrayal of the CFL. Locations for CFLs are disseminated by message or overlay through maneuver and FS channels to higher, lower, adjacent maneuver, and supporting units. Fire Support Coordination Line. A Fire Support Coordination Line is a fire support coordination measure established by the land or amphibious force commander to support common objectives within an area of operation, beyond which all fires must be coordinated with affected commanders prior to engagement. And, short of the line, all fires must be coordinated with the establishing commander prior to engagement. JP 3-09. The optimum placement of the FSCL varies with specific AO circumstances, but considerations include the ground force positions and anticipated scheme of maneuver during the effective time period of the FSCL, and their indirect FS systems range limits, where typically the preponderance of lethal effects on the AO shifts from the ground component to the air component. For more information, see JP 3-09. FSCLs facilitate the expeditious attack of surface targets of opportunity beyond the coordinating measure. The FSCL is not a boundary. The synchronization of operations on either side of the FSCL is the responsibility of the establishing commander, out to the limits of the land or amphibious force boundary. The FSCL applies to all fires of air, land, and sea-based weapon systems using any type of ammunition. The JFLC and JFMC cannot employ fires long of the FSCL without coordination with affected commanders, and the JFAC cannot employ fires short of the FSCL without coordination with the JFLC or JFMC. Supporting elements attacking targets beyond the FSCL must ensure that the attack will not produce adverse effects on or to the rear of the line. The appropriate land or amphibious force commander controls all air-to-ground and surface-to-surface attack operations short of a FISL. The FISL should follow well-defined terrain features to assist identification from the air. Coordination of attacks beyond the FISL is especially critical to commanders of air, land, and SOF. For more information on coordination of attacks beyond the FISL, see JP3-09. Establishing a FISL close in, yet at sufficient depth to not limit the tempo of maneuver forces, eases target engagement coordination requirements within their areas of operation by forces that may not be under their direct control. The commander adjusts the location of the FISL as required to keep pace with operations. In large-scale combat operations, the FISL will change frequently. The JFC should establish a time standard and guidance for shifting a FISL. The FISL is a term oriented to land and airspace operations and is normally located only on land. In certain situations, such as littoral areas, the FISL may affect both land and sea areas. If possible, the FISL should follow well-defined terrain features to assist identification from the air. The commander of the landing force normally establishes the FISL for amphibious operations. Changes to the FISL require notification of all affected forces within the AO and must allow sufficient time for these forces to incorporate the FISL change. When friendly forces are operating beyond the FISL, restrictive FSCMs such as RFAs and NFAs should be employed to protect those forces. A solid black line extending across the assigned areas of the establishing headquarters provides the graphic portrayal of the FISL. The letters FSCL, followed by the establishing headquarters, are annotated above the line and the effective date-time group below the line. FISLs do not have to follow traditional straight-line paths. Positioning the FISL on terrain identifiable from the air is a technique that may further assist in fratricide prevention. Curved or enclosed FISL have applications in joint operations conducted in non-contiguous areas of operation. The decision on where to place or even whether to use a FISL requires careful consideration. If used, its location is based on estimates of the situation and concept of operations. The establishment of a FISL does not create an FFA beyond the FISL. Engagements beyond the FISL must be consistent with the establishing commander's priorities, timing, and desired effects. Location of enemy forces, anticipated rates of movement, concept and tempo of the operation, organic weapon capabilities such as wide area munitions, or those with delayed effects, and other factors are all considered by the commander. The FISL is normally positioned closer to the flot in the defense than in the offense. However, the exact positioning depends on the situation. Placing the FISL at greater depths will typically require support from higher headquarters and other supporting commanders. Also, when the FISL is positioned at greater depth, there is greater requirement for detailed coordination with the establishing commander and can slow the expeditious clearance of fires short of the FISL. Attacks on surface targets short of the FISL during the conduct of joint interdiction operations must be controlled by and or coordinated with the appropriate land or amphibious force commander. The establishing commander adjusts the location of the FISL as required to keep pace with operations. A series of disseminated on-order FISLs will help accelerate the coordination required. The establishing commander quickly transmits the change to higher, lower, adjacent, and supporting headquarters to ensure that appropriate controlling agencies coordinate engagement operations. Changes to the FISL require notification of all affected forces within the AO and must allow sufficient time for these forces and or components to incorporate the FISL change. Current technology and collaboration tools between the elements of the joint force determine the times required for changing the FISL. Varying capabilities for acquisition and engagement may exist among adjacent commanders in a multinational operation. Normally, commanders at senior tactical echelons establish a FISL to support their operations. Layered FISLs and multiple separate non-contiguous core and or MAGTAF FISLs positioned at varying depths create a coordination and execution challenge for supporting commanders. For example, tracking effective times, lateral boundaries, and multiple command guidance. In cases such as these, when the components share a mutual boundary, the JFC or a designated component commander may consolidate the operational requirements of subordinates to establish a single FISL. When possible, a single FISL best facilitates air-ground operations synchronization. Free fire area. A free fire area is a specific region into which any weapon system may fire without additional coordination with the establishing headquarters, JP3-09, where indirect fires and aircraft share an FFA. Consider establishing an airspace coordination area to assist in deconfliction. Only the military commander with jurisdiction over the area, usually a division or higher commander, may establish an FFA. Preferably, the FFA should be located on identifiable terrain. However, grid coordinates or the Global Area Reference System may be used to designate the FFA. The FFA is graphically portrayed by a solid black line defining the area and the letters FFA within, followed by the establishing headquarters and the effective date time group. For more information on establishment of a free fire area, see FM1-02.2. Gridded Reference Graphic. A gridded reference graphic, GRG, are detailed gridded maps or imagery that have a military grid reference system grid and may contain information including building numbers, FSCMs, phase lines, helicopter landing zones, and named areas of interest. It is the responsibility of the ground unit that owns a particular OA to produce GRGs for that area, ensure dissemination to subordinate, adjacent, and higher echelons, and maintain version control on the products as they are updated or revised. The developing unit should consider selecting grid sectors based on what the aircrew or aircraft sensors can most easily see, such as rivers, road junctions, buildings, and bridges. For more information on the GRG, see JP3-09.3. The following are recommendations for GRG creation. Ensure the collection manager provides the clearest and most recent image of the area. Imagery should contain a north arrow and the picture should be oriented north up whenever possible. Easting and northing lines should be labeled at the top and left side of the GRG, respectively. Buildings may be numbered from northwest to southeast for large area GRGs or from the objective building clockwise for smaller scale single objective GRGs. Killbox. Description. A killbox is a three-dimensional permissive fire support coordination measure with an associated airspace coordinating measure used to facilitate the integration of fires. JP3-09. A killbox is a coordination measure, not a mission. Purpose? The killbox reduces execution coordination because all requirements for target engagement in the target area, to include guidance, clearance of fires, timing, and deconfliction from other assets, are accomplished while planning and coordinating the killbox in support of approved targets on a component's target nomination list or joint integrated prioritized target list. Killboxes are established to support interdiction efforts as an outcome of the JFC's joint targeting process. Killboxes allow attacks against surface targets without further coordination with the AO commander and without the requirement for terminal attack control. When use of air-to-surface, subsurface, and surface-to-surface indirect fires are desired, the killbox will have ACMs that provide airspace in which participating aircraft are deconflicted from friendly surface fires. These ACMs also prevent non-participating aircraft and maneuver forces from entering killboxes. The goal of excluding non-participating forces is to reduce the coordination required to engage targets while preventing friendly fire. Missions. Specific missions applicable to this publication are AI. Note, all users must understand that killboxes are not part of a reference system, but are specialized CMs consisting of FSCMs with an associated ACM. The Global Area Reference System, GARS, naming and numbering conventions, are used to facilitate joint fires integration. Killbox types. The following killbox color definitions are specific to munition delivery methods, to include air-to-surface only or air-to-surface and surface-to-surface. Blue killbox. The primary purpose of a blue killbox is to facilitate the attack of surface targets with air-to-surface munitions without further coordination with the AO commander. The blue killbox extends from the surface to a ceiling altitude. Altitude is the vertical distance of a level, a point or an object considered as a point, measured from mean sea level or height above ellipsoid. Indirect fire munitions impacting within or passing through an active blue killbox must be coordinated with the designated airspace control element, killbox coordinator, or the aircrew on station in the blue killbox. Purple killbox. The purple killbox enables joint fires in the killbox to maximize potential for engaging targets. The primary purpose of a purple killbox is to facilitate the attack of surface targets with subsurface-to-surface, surface-to-surface, and air-to-surface munitions without further coordination with the AO commander. The purple killbox contains an altitude floor below which aircraft will not fly that enables subsurface-to-surface and surface-to-surface fires. Indirect fires that remain beneath the ACM floor do not require further coordination. However, airspace coordination along the munition flight path outside the killbox must still occur. Killbox operating status terminology. Established. A status that identifies the killbox is published on the ACO. Effective time. the scheduled date and time of the kill box on the ACO. Active. There is activity in the kill box. A descriptor identifying an established kill box has a fires and airspace status affecting aircraft and fires operating in the kill box. Inactive. There is no activity in the kill box. A descriptor identifying an established kill box is without a fires and airspace status affecting fires or aircraft operating in the kill box. Additional coordination is required to activate an inactive kill box. Canceled. The kill box is no longer established and is deleted from the ACO. Kill box fire status and airspace status terminology. An active kill box status is described in two parts, fires and airspace. The fire status addresses effects in the kill box's target area. The airspace status addresses the availability of and restrictions for using the airspace above the target area. Fire status. An active kill box's fire status is either hot or cold. Hot. A status that describes a kill box or portion of a kill box where fires are permitted without further coordination. Cold. A status that describes a kill box or portion of a kill box where fires are not permitted without further coordination. Airspace status. An active kill box's airspace status is either open or closed. Open. A status that describes a kill box or portions of a kill box where aircraft may be approved to operate inside the kill box ACM or designated segments. Closed. A status that describes a kill box or portion of a kill box that restricts aircraft from operating within the confines of the kill box or designated segments. Indirect subsurface to surface and surface to surface fires trajectories may transit through them. Airspace control element. The airspace control element is the assigned tactical C2 echelon assigned to control a given kill box on the ACO. All airspace users should contact the assigned airspace control element prior to entry into a kill box. When the kill box is inactive or active without a kill box coordinator, the assigned airspace control element is responsible for coordination regarding the kill box. A kill box facilitates the expeditious air-to-surface lethal attack of targets. Such attacks can be augmented with surface-to-surface indirect fires. A blue kill box permits air-to-surface fires within its boundaries and typically extends from the surface to a ceiling altitude. A purple kill box within its boundary. Kill box lateral dimensions and subdivision. The lateral dimensions of a kill box should be defined using GARs. Using GAR cells, quadrants, and keypads to define kill boxes facilitates airspace and fires joint integrations and deconfliction by the assigned airspace control elements. For more information on kill box employment, see JP3-09 and ATP3-09.34. Cell. GAR cells divide the surface of the Earth into 30-minute by 30-minute cells, approximately 55 kilometers, km, by 55 kilometers. Quadrant. Each 30-minute cell is divided into four 15-minute by 15-minute quadrants, approximately 28 kilometers by 28 kilometers. Keypad. Each 15-minute quadrant is divided into 9 5-minute by 5-minute areas, approximately 9 kilometers by 9 kilometers. As GAR cells move away from the equator, GAR cells get smaller. Airspace coordination area. Airspace coordination area is a three-dimensional block of airspace in a target area, established by the appropriate commander, in which friendly aircraft are reasonably safe from friendly surface fires. JP3-09.3. A formal airspace coordination area requires detailed planning. Vital information defining the formal airspace coordination area includes minimum and maximum altitudes, a baseline designated by grid coordinates at each end, the width on either side of the baseline, and the effective times. When time for coordination is limited, an informal airspace coordination area is used. In an informal airspace coordination area, aircraft and surface joint fires may be separated by time or distance, lateral, altitude, or a combination of the two. The supported commander requesting CAS or employing helicopters can request an informal airspace coordination area. The informal airspace coordination area is approved at battalion or higher level. Both types of airspace coordination areas are constructed with the assistance of the ALO to ensure they meet the technical requirements of the aircraft and weapon systems. Army Aviation, ADA, Military Intelligence, Maneuver, UAS, EW Assets, FS and Joint and Multinational Air and Ground Forces all use airspace. Commanders of BCTs and lower exercise airspace management as part of a division's airspace control within division-assigned airspace because they are not organized, trained, and equipped to conduct airspace control. Airspace control maximizes the simultaneous use of airspace. At decisive moments, commanders can exploit all available combat power synchronized in time, space, and purpose. Fires are airspace users. Clearance of fires maximizes damage to enemy capabilities while minimizing the risk of damage to friendly forces and non-combatants. Clearance of fires may be accomplished through a staff process, control measures, embedded in automation systems, active or passive recognition systems, or a combination thereof. A formal airspace coordination area is graphically shown as an area enclosed by a solid black line. Depicted inside the enclosed area are airspace coordination area, known as ACA, the establishing headquarters, the minimum and maximum altitudes, the grid coordinates for each end of the baseline, and the width of the airspace coordination area, the grid coordinates for each point of an irregularly shaped airspace coordination area, and the effective date time group or the words on order. Informal airspace coordination areas are not normally displayed on maps, charts, or overlays. Note, in NATO FA tactical doctrine, the airspace coordination area is an FSCM and is defined as a restricted area or route of travel specified for use by friendly aircraft and established for the purpose of preventing friendly aircraft from being fired on by friendly forces. Allied Artillery Publication 5. Note, the depiction of airspace coordination area on a two-dimensional surface, such as on a map, does not display the possibly irregularly shaped airspace coordination area dimensions, such as Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS, missile or Excalibur flight paths, that may be constructed within automation systems, which can provide information for airspace clearance. Section 2. Restrictive Fire Support Coordination Measures. Restrictive FSCMs are those that provide safeguards for friendly forces and non-combatants, facilities, or terrain. No fire area. A no-fire area is an area designated by the appropriate commander into which fires or their effects are prohibited. JP 3-09.3. There are two exceptions. When the establishing headquarters approves joint fires within the NFA on a mission-by-mission basis, when an enemy force within the NFA engages a friendly force, and the engaged commander determines there is a requirement for immediate protection and responds with the minimal force needed to defend the force. Any size unit may establish NFAs. If possible, the NFA is established on identifiable terrain. It may also be located by a series of grids or by a radius from a center point. The NFA is graphically portrayed as an area outlined with a solid black line with black diagonal lines inside. The letters NFA are within, followed by the establishing headquarters and the effective date time group. Restrictive fire area. A restrictive fire area is the location in which specific restrictions are imposed and into which fires that exceed those restrictions will not be delivered without coordination with the establishing headquarters. JP 3-09. A maneuver battalion or higher echelon normally establishes an RFA. Usually the RFA is located on identifiable terrain by grid or by a radius from a center point. To facilitate rapidly changing operations, on-call RFAs may be used. The dimensions, locations, and restrictions of the on-call RFAs are prearranged. An RFA is graphically portrayed with a solid black line defining the area and the letters RFA printed within the designated area. The RFA designation is followed by the establishing headquarters and the effective date time group for the RFA. The restrictions may be included within the graphic if space allows, or reference may be made to a specific OPORD or OPLAN. FM1-02.2. For example, a commander may identify a particular type of ammunition to preclude its firing within the RFA. Restrictive fire line. A restrictive fire line is a specific boundary established between converging friendly surface forces that prohibits fires or their effects from crossing. JP 3-09. The purpose of the RFL is to prevent fratricide and duplication of engagements by converging friendly forces. An RFL is graphically portrayed by a solid black line with RFL followed by the establishing headquarters above the line and the effective date time group below the line. The commander common to the converging forces establishes the RFL. It is located on identifiable terrain when possible. In link-up operations, it is usually closer to the stationary force to allow maximum freedom of action for the maneuver and FS of the link-up force. Section 3. Additional graphic control measures. Additional graphic control measures can be permissive or restrictive. A graphic control measure is a symbol used on maps and displays to regulate forces and warfighting functions, ADP 60. These control measures include boundaries, phase lines, trigger lines, and PAA, fire support area, and a fire support station. In amphibious operations, when engagement groups are formed and separate landing areas are designated, the commander, amphibious task force, may assign each engagement group commander the responsibility for control of naval gunfire support within the area. The officer in tactical command, typically the commander, amphibious task force, establishes FS areas and FS stations. A fire support area is an appropriate maneuver area assigned to fire support ships by the naval force commander from which they can deliver gunfire support to an amphibious operation. JP 3-09. An FS area is normally associated with amphibious operations, but can be used whenever it is desirable to have an FS ship occupy a certain geographic position. The FS station designation is used to station ships within boat lanes of the assaulting force, or in areas where maneuvering room is restricted by other considerations. A fire support station is an exact location at sea within a fire support area from which a fire support ship delivers fire. JP 3-02. FS areas are designated with Roman numerals. For example, FSA followed by Roman numeral 1, 2, or 3, and are graphically portrayed on the Naval Surface FS Operations Overlay. FS stations are designated by numbers. For example, FSS 1, 2, or 3, and are shown on the Naval Surface FS Operations Overlay as an X, indicating the exact position of the ship. Zone of Fire. A zone of fire is an area within which a designated ground unit or fire support ship delivers or is prepared to deliver fire support. JP 3-09. Fire may or may not be observed. Gunfire support ships and units are assigned land divided into zones of fire to coordinate their efforts with each other and with the scheme of maneuver of the supported ground unit. Units and ships assigned zones of fire are responsible for engaging known targets and targets of opportunity according to their mission and the guidance of the supported commander. Graphically portray a ZF using broken lines, solid lines if unit boundaries are used as depicted, with designating Arabic numerals. For example, ZF3. For more information on zone of fire establishment, see JP 3-09. Note, JP 3-09 directs the use of only Arabic numerals to identify a ZF. The AFATAD software uses the zone of responsibility graphic to implement a ZF. The zone of responsibility line or area name field allows the use of uppercase alphabetic characters, A through Z, numeric characters, 0 through 9, and blank spaces to identify that graphic. The commander of the maritime force providing naval surface fire support establishes and assigns zones of fire for the forces. The ZF for an artillery battalion or a ship assigned the support relationship or mission of DS normally corresponds to the AO of the supported unit. The ZF for an artillery battalion or a ship assigned the support relationship or mission of GS should be within the boundaries of the supported unit. When used in conjunction with naval gunfire, the size and shape of a ZF will depend on the following. Boundaries. To permit ready identification by the spotter and the individual FS ship, the boundaries of the zones of fire should be recognizable, both on the terrain and on a map. It may be necessary to divide a large ZF into two or more smaller zones, due to considerations discussed in subsequent paragraphs. The boundaries of zones of fire of DS ships should correspond to the zones of action of the landing force units supported. Size. The size of each ZF should be such that the FS ships, or ships assigned to observe and destroy targets, will be able to accomplish the mission in the time allocated. When zones of fire are delineated, known or suspected targets scheduled for destruction in each zone are plotted, and then the number and type of targets are compared to the capability of the ship. Visibility. Observation from seaward is a desirable feature for zones of fire, since it permits a ship to deliver more accurate and rapid fire. Accessibility to fire. The zones of fire must be accessible to the trajectory of the FS ship or ships assigned to the zone. An FA unit's higher headquarters may also assign an FA unit a ZF. The ZF for artillery units assigned to a maneuver unit or assigned the DS support relationship corresponds to the AO of the parent or supported unit. The ZF for an artillery unit assigned the reinforcing support relationship corresponds to the ZF of the reinforced artillery unit. The ZF for an artillery unit assigned the GSR support relationship corresponds to the AO of the supported unit, including the zones of fire of the reinforced artillery unit. The ZF for an artillery unit assigned the GS relationship corresponds to the AO of the supported unit. For more information on amphibious operations, see JP3-02. Final Protective Fire. Final Protective Fire is an immediately available pre-arranged barrier of fire designed to impede enemy movement across defensive line or areas. JP3-09.3. An FPF provides continuous fires on a planned target. FPFs should be integrated with maneuver crew served weapons' final protective lines. When the adversary initiates the final assault into a defensive position, the defending unit initiates its FPFs to kill adversary forces and suppress armored vehicles. The FPF consists of a single black line, two anchor points, one at each end of the line, determine the line's length and orientation, the target number followed by the firing unit responsible, and the caliber of that unit's weapons below the line. Boundaries. A boundary is a line that delineates surface areas for the purpose of facilitating coordination and deconfliction of operations between adjacent units, formations, or areas. JP-30. Boundaries divide up areas of operation and define responsibility for clearance of fires. Boundaries are both permissive and restrictive in nature. They are permissive in that a maneuver commander, unless otherwise restricted, enjoys designation of priority, effects, and timing of fire and maneuver within their own boundaries. Thus, units may execute joint fires without close coordination with neighboring units, unless otherwise restricted. They are restrictive in that normally units do not fire across adjacent or forward boundaries unless the fires are coordinated with the affected unit or the fires are allowed by a permissive FSCM, such as a CFL. These restrictions apply to conventional and special munitions and their effects. For more information on boundaries, see ADP 3-90. Phase line and trigger line. A phase line is an easily identified feature in the operational area utilized for control and coordination of military operations. JP 3-09. Phase lines are usually easily identifiable from a ground or air vantage point and may include features such as ridge lines, tree lines, hilltops, roads, and rivers. Phase lines can be used to identify limits of advance and to coordinate fires. A trigger line is a phase line located on identifiable terrain used to initiate and mass fires into an engagement area at a predetermined range. FM 3-90. The commander designates a phase line as the trigger line for FS attack assets. The trigger line's location is based on such variables as the time of flight for artillery shells, positioning of the guns, and the existence of quick fire links. A trigger line's location varies from situation to situation. Its position reflects the distance that the enemy force is likely to traverse in the time it takes from when fires are requested to when artillery rounds impact. This gives time for the FS delivery systems to respond to the initial call for fire. Fires unit commanders must determine the appropriate planning response time for their unit based on their weapon system and training proficiency to recommend the placement of a trigger line. The commander can establish another trigger line for the most accurate long-range weapon system in the vicinity of the area where the FS impacts to capitalize on the asymmetric attack. However, dust and debris resulting from the artillery fire may prevent the direct fire systems from engaging the enemy. The commander establishes other trigger lines for shorter-range systems. The commander may give guidance to extremely proficient crews to engage the enemy at longer than normal ranges, or give them different engagement priorities than the rest of the force, such as giving priority to engaging air defense or engineer breaching systems. This could result in losing the effect that the sudden application of massed fires has on an enemy. When the enemy reaches these closer trigger lines, the commander establishes a decision point to help determine should longer range systems continue to fire in depth or to concentrate fires on a single point. Many factors impact the decision, most of which concern the enemy and how they maneuver and the effects of the defending forces' fires. The purpose of each phase line and any actions required by forces affected by the phase line will be specified on the op-ord of the establishing headquarters. Any commander given an AO can establish a phase line. For more information on phase lines, see ADP 3-90. Position area for artillery. A position area for artillery is an area assigned to an artillery unit to deliver surface-to-surface fires. FM 3-90. The supported commander assigns PAA as a terrain management technique. A PAA potentially attracts enemy counterfire, so other units should stay away from that area to avoid enemy artillery attacks. The exact size of a PAA depends on the mission variables of MET TCI. A Paladin platoon normally requires a PAA encompassing over 4 square kilometers, and an MLRS platoon requires 12 square kilometers. Units equipped with M119A3 or M777A2 requires 1 square kilometer PAA. The PAA is graphically portrayed by a solid black line defining the area and the letters PAA within, followed by the establishing headquarters and the effective date time group, FM1-02.2. Based on the commander's guidance and Fiscord input, the Maneuver Echelon Operations Officer, G3 or S3, establishes PAAs within the unit AO. The artillery unit occupies but does not control the PAA, and has neither the authority nor responsibilities that are associated with a unit assigned in AO. For example, other units can move through a PAA without clearing that movement with the occupying artillery unit. The artillery unit occupying a PAA establishes liaison with the unit with authority for the AO where the PAA is located. The Echelon FSO is usually responsible for liaison in accordance with standard command and support relationships. The decision to establish a PAA affects airspace control and coordination for rotary, fixed-wing, and tilt-rotor aircraft integration. A PAA is a base upon which to establish future gun target lines for lateral deconfliction and areas for rotary, fixed-wing, and tilt-rotor aircraft to avoid, depending on high or low-angle artillery fires. For more information on PAAs, see ADP 3-90. Section 4. Target Acquisition. The designation of radar zones provides a means of prioritizing TA radar sectors of search into areas of greater or lesser importance. Zones focus radar coverage on the combined arms commander's battlefield priorities. A radar zone is a geometric figure placed around an area that designates the area as more or less important. There are 4 different types of zones used with the radar: critical friendly zone, call for fire zone, artillery target intelligence zone, sensor zone. Critical friendly zone. A critical friendly zone is a commander designated friendly area of coverage critical to the protection of an asset whose loss would seriously jeopardize the mission that is employed by weapons locating radar. A CFZ is graphically portrayed by a solid black line defining the area and the letters CF zone, followed by the identifying name within, plus the effective date-time group. The CFZ requires a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 6 anchor points to define the boundary of the area. The size and shape of the CFZ is determined by the anchor points and may be circular, rectangular, or irregular. When possible, the effective date-time group, movable and scalable, should be placed within the graphic boundary, but it may be placed outside the graphic or within a computer dropbox if necessary. CFZs may be phased along the maneuver axis of advance and activated when entered by friendly forces. This is particularly important in those areas where friendly forces are most vulnerable. For example, river crossing sites and areas open to easy visual observation. Typical CFZs include maneuver assembly areas, CPs, forward arming and refueling points, friendly breaching sites, and other troop concentrations. The supported 072508 commander may also designate critical civilian infrastructure as a CFZ. Designation of a CFZ requires WLR coverage of the designated area and attack/delivery assets to provide counterfire. The supporting FA unit's automated FS system places any WLR acquired enemy indirect fire into a CFZ in priority ahead of all other counterfire targets with an immediate call for fire. Call for fire zone. A call for fire zone is a weapon locating radar search area from which the commander wants to attack hostile firing systems. A CFFZ would be placed around an enemy FS position identified as an HPT. The CFFZ provides the second most responsive priority for fires from the radars. On the basis of IPO and other target indicators, CFFZs are used to monitor suspect areas from which threat indirect fires may jeopardize the mission. Establishing a CFFZ will facilitate immediate counterfire of enemy artillery disrupting the friendly scheme of maneuver. A CFFZ is graphically portrayed by a solid black line defining the area and the letters CFF zone, followed by the establishing headquarters within, plus the effective date-time group. The CFFZ requires a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 6 anchor points to define the boundary of the area. The size and shape of the CFFZ is determined by the anchor points and may be circular, rectangular, or irregular. When possible, the effective date-time group, movable and scalable, should be placed within the graphic boundary, but it may be placed outside the graphic if necessary. Artillery Target Intelligence Zone. An artillery target intelligence zone is a weapons locating radar search area in enemy territory that the commander monitors closely to detect and report any weapon ahead of all acquisitions other than those from critical friendly zones or call for fire zones. Artillery target intelligence zones may be established in areas where we are not sure about threat and direct fires and need to develop the situation. They can also be used in areas of suspect threat and direct fires that the commander wishes to monitor closely, but are out of friendly indirect fire range. When possible, the effective date-time group, movable and scalable, should be placed within the graphic boundary, but it may be placed outside the graphic if necessary. An artillery target intelligence zone is graphically portrayed by a solid black line defining the area and the letters ATI, followed by the establishing headquarters within, plus the effective date-time group. The artillery target intelligence zone requires a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 6 anchor points to define the boundary of the area. The size and shape of the CFFZ is determined by the anchor points and may be circular, rectangular, or irregular. Sensor zone. A sensor zone is an area from which the weapons locating radar is prohibited from reporting acquisitions, normally placed around friendly weapon systems to prevent them from being acquired by friendly radars. The sensor zone can be used to prevent WLRs from reporting acquisitions from other sensitive areas as well. A sensor zone is graphically portrayed by a solid black line defining the area and the word sensor zone, followed by the defining characteristic within, plus the effective date-time group. The sensor zone requires a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 6 anchor points to define the boundary of the area. The size and shape of the CFFZ is determined by the anchor points and may be circular, rectangular, or irregular. When possible, the effective date-time group, movable and scalable, should be placed within the graphic boundary, but it may be placed outside the graphic if necessary. Common sensor boundary. Target duplication between radars is likely during combat operations. In addition, the sheer volume of targets being passed from the radars will overwhelm the targeting element, especially if the radars are under centralized control. An effective method of reducing the duplication of these targets for attack is to establish a common sensor boundary. A common sensor boundary is a line depicted by a series of grid coordinates, grid line, phase line, or major terrain feature that divides target acquisition search areas into radar acquisition management areas. Section 5, Airspace Control. Airspace control increases operational effectiveness by promoting the safe, efficient, and flexible use of airspace, while minimizing restraints on airspace users. Airspace control includes coordinating, integrating, and regulating airspace to increase operational effectiveness. Airspace control is essential to overall military effectiveness and in achieving JFC objectives. Given the speed, range, and physical characteristics of air operations, ACMs are integrated into operations to deconflict airspace users and decrease the potential for unintended engagements against friendly, civil, and neutral aircraft. For more information on airspace control, see JP3-52. Airspace coordinating measures. A key to effectively coordinating joint fires is to constantly view the OA as a three-dimensional area. ACMs are nominated from subordinate headquarters through component command headquarters and forwarded to the Airspace Control Authority in accordance with the airspace control plan. Airspace coordinating measures are measures employed to facilitate the efficient use of airspace, to accomplish missions and simultaneously provide safeguards for friendly forces. JP3-52. Most ACMs affect direct and indirect joint fires trajectories and UAS because of their airspace use. The establishment of ACMs in coordination with FSCMs results in the most efficient use of airspace for all friendly airspace users. Some ACMs may be established to permit surface joint fires or UAS operations. The component commanders ensure that ACM's nominations support and do not conflict with joint operations prior to forwarding the nominations to the joint AOC. The Airspace Control Authority approves formal ACM nominations and includes them in the ACO. The Airspace Control Authority is the commander designated for overall responsibility for airspace control, JP3-52. The Airspace Control Authority consolidates, coordinates, and deconflicts the airspace requirements of the components and publishes the ACMs in the ACO. The ACO is normally published at least daily. An airspace control order is an order implementing the airspace control plan, that provides the details of the approved requests for airspace coordinating measures, JP 3-52. It is published either as part of the ATO or as a separate document. An ATO is a method used to task and disseminate to components, subordinate units, and C2 agencies projected sorties, capabilities, or forces to targets and specific missions. The ATO normally provides specific instructions to include call signs, targets, controlling agencies, as well as general instructions. For more information on conduct and control of air operations, see JP 3-52 and JP 3-30. Note: altitude typically refers to the height above sea level of a given point. Personnel must ensure the altitude is correctly displayed in accordance with their system requirements. Some systems may require altitude to be expressed as height above ellipsoid, while others may require expression in relation to mean sea level. Some systems may require conversion from feet to meters to permit system entry. FS personnel must also be aware that altitude is sometimes expressed as measured from ground level rather than mean sea level. Army commanders use ACMs to facilitate the efficient use of airspace and simultaneously provide safeguards for friendly forces. Procedural control ACMs are used to delineate an airspace boundary or define airspace dimensions for enabling other systems, such as FS systems, to discriminate friendly coordination joint engagement measures from enemy, employ fires across boundaries, and coordinate joint attack of targets for a particular operation. The ACMs that frequently affect FS include the airspace coordination area, the coordinating altitude, and the restricted operation zone, ROS. Those are discussed here. For more information on additional ACMs, see FM 3-52 and JP 3-52. An airspace coordination area is a three-dimensional block of airspace in a target area, established by the appropriate commander, in which friendly aircraft are reasonably safe from friendly surface fires, JP 3-09.3. A formal airspace coordination area requires detailed planning. Vital information defining the formal airspace coordination area includes minimum and maximum altitudes, a baseline designated by grid coordinates at each end, the width on either side of the baseline, and the effective times. When time for coordination is limited, an informal airspace coordination area is used. In an informal airspace coordination area, aircraft and surface joint fires may be separated by time or distance, lateral, altitude, or a combination of the two. The supported commander requesting CAS or employing helicopters can request an informal airspace coordination area. The informal airspace coordination area is approved at battalion or higher level. Both types of airspace coordination areas are constructed with the assistance of the ALO to ensure they meet the technical requirements of the aircraft and weapon systems. Army Aviation, ADA, Military Intelligence, Maneuver, UAS, EW Assets, FS, and Joint and Multinational Air and Ground Forces all use airspace. Because they are not organized, trained, and equipped to conduct airspace control, BCT and lower commanders exercise airspace management as part of a division's airspace control within division-assigned airspace. Airspace control maximizes the simultaneous use of airspace. At decisive moments, commanders can exploit all available combat power synchronized in time, space, and purpose. Fires are airspace users. Clearance of fires maximizes damage to enemy capabilities while minimizing the risk of damage to friendly forces and non-combatants. Clearance of fires may be accomplished through staff process, control measures, embedded in automation systems, active or passive recognition systems, or a combination thereof. A formal airspace coordination area is graphically shown as an area enclosed by a solid black line. Depicted inside the enclosed area are airspace coordination area, known as ACA, the establishing headquarters, the minimum and maximum altitudes, the grid coordinates for each end of the baseline, and the width of the airspace coordination area. The grid coordinates for each point of an irregularly shaped airspace coordination area, and the effective date-time group, or the words, on order. Informal airspace coordination areas are not normally displayed on maps, charts, or overlays. Coordinating altitude. The coordinating altitude is an airspace coordinating measure that uses altitude to separate users and as the transition between different airspace control elements. JP 3-52. Examples of Army airspace control elements include ADA and Army Corps Division airspace elements. Army echelons incorporate airspace control plan guidance and integrate the ACO, Area Air Defense Plan, Special Instructions, and the ATO via Opwards. All airspace users should coordinate with the appropriate airspace control elements when transitioning through or firing through the coordinating altitude. The requirement to integrate airspace use in support of ground fire missions requires the determination of the firing locations, the impact location, and the airspace that will be transited by the projectile during flight. Those projectile parameters are integrated with other airspace users. Service liaisons and airspace control agencies work closely to ensure that appropriate ACMs and FSCMs integrate surface operations and airspace operations. Coordination level. Coordination level is an airspace coordinating measure below which fixed-wing aircraft normally will not fly. JP 3-52. To prevent friendly fire incidents and manage operational risk, all airspace users should coordinate with the appropriate airspace control elements when flying or firing through a coordination level. Restricted operations zone. The restricted operations zone is airspace reserved for specific activities in which the operations of one or more airspace users is restricted. JP 3-52. Some typical uses are to restrict air operations over artillery launch and target areas, UAS launch, and recovery areas and areas identified by the Area Air Defense Commander as weapon-free zones. Arras is graphically shown as an area enclosed by a solid black line. Depicted inside the enclosed area are RAS, the establishing headquarters, the minimum and maximum altitudes, the grid coordinates for each end of the baseline, figure outline grid coordinates, or the center point grid coordinate, and radius in meters, and the effective date time group, or the words on order. For more information on the airspace coordination area, coordinating altitude, RAS and other ACMs, see FM 3-52, ATP 3-52.1, JP 3-09.3, and JP 3-52.